Keel News Time is 8:19. Joined on the live line this morning by Centenary College professor, Dr. Dana Crest. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
You are with us. Good. You are going to be in the national spotlight tonight on TV.
Well, yes, on the History Detective.
How'd this come about?
Well, some time ago, there was a Creole family from Chicago, originally from New Orleans. And they have had in their family for over 160 years a manuscript in French, and they didn't know what it was, so they brought it to the History Detective, and it's turned out to be a very interesting manuscript indeed.
Now, the History Detectives is a show that runs on PBS on a regular basis.
Yes, it's on tonight at 8 o'clock.
And how did you get hooked up with them?
Well, they contacted me because I publish a lot in a lot of Creole literature in French from Louisiana, so I was kind of the go-to guy on such a project.
It's nice to be wanted.
Well, I think it will be an interesting story tonight, and it's nice to see Louisiana featured in on national television for some of its really remarkable cultural treasures.
Now, when did they first contact you?
It must have been about 8 months ago, but the program was shot in New Orleans right around Christmas, and then you know it takes a long time to put all that sort of thing together for a finished product on television.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask. I'm going to try to put this whole thing into perspective so people understand that it's not like you just talked to them last week and the show's on this week.
Well, right. They have to do a lot of research to find out exactly what these objects are that they examine on their program. So they contact specialists from all over the world and all over the U.S. for sure. And this particular collection was a group of Creole poetry written by Creoles of color before the Civil War. And there were both songs in it that came from France, but more interestingly, an entire group of poems written by Creoles of color in the 1850s. Those documents are really very rare.
Yeah, I imagine they were very, very fragile too, kind of hard to deal with.
Well, they are really fragile, and some of them are hard to read, and you can imagine they've been preserved on parchment-type paper all these years, rolled up under beds, carried around. And the family knew it was a treasure, but they didn't know exactly what it was.
How long did it take you then, once they first contacted you, once you first got a look at them, how long did it take to figure out what they were?
Well, I was really fortunate because Louisiana Creole French has specific vocabulary words that are not in the French that you would be getting from France, and so I could identify those words, and then some of the poems were signed by Creole of color writers that from the period that I had been working with, and you can imagine that for me that was truly an exciting discovery. When I saw it, I realized immediately that this was a major document.
So some of these were people that you were familiar with from previous research.
Yes, they were. There were specific names of several Creole of color writers who I had been working with. Most people don't realize it, but that particular group had several firsts in American literature. The first anthology of poetry by persons of color was actually written by 17 poets.
Okay, the show airs tonight at what, 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. It's an hour-long program, and this section of it, Creole Poetry, will be the third section.
The third section?
The third section of it.
Okay, so long about 8:30-ish or thereabouts.
Around 8:30-ish.
Okay. Well, Dr. Crest, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for sharing this with everybody.
You betcha. You betcha. Definitely a story worth sharing. Keel News Time is 8:26.